went through the different possibilities how to read the Gemara. When it said the Chen Itmar Nami Kenro, the Chen Itmar Mona, what was it talking about? We had on the Zion of we had four cases. From Bobim and Beis running on the Zion of we had the case of Din Arev, Eve Knaini, Midin Shneim, and lastly the case of Adam Kosher. So one way of reading the Gemara, we said, was the pshat of the Gonin that's going on all four. Ritva v'shem the Gonin. Second pshat we had in the Gemara was Rashi, it's going on the first three, left out Adam Kosher. One possibility was he left it out because he left it out. He meant to leave it out. And the third possibility was the Rambam Shita, where it was just going on the very first case of Din Arev. The latter three was not going on. That's how we said that Vilna Gaon said pshat in the Shita Sarambam. We explained what that meant, even though it was a little bit difficult, we said, but the whole origin of Din Arev is by Din Imamunis, according to the Rambam, so what does Rava need to point out? It's said by Mamo. Whole Din of Arev is found by Mamunis. So we said it's a little bit different. The Din of Arev is a classical case in the case of a loan. But here, applying in this case, you're actually buying a property with it, which is a much different and a bit different, and Rava comes and says it's fine. So what did the Gemara say b'shem Rava in the Itzrichusa? That if we just had Kiddushin, she would be fine. Why would she be fine? Even though they're all inferior cases. Because of what cloud? Of Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mila Mesav Armalu. However, when it comes to Mamon, I would say no. And if you think about all those cases are inferior, this very quickly, we have to translate and think about every shot, every line in the Gemara. Why are all those four cases inferior? The case of Arev, what's inferior about it? She's not getting any money, right? Case of Eve Knaani, what's inferior about it, Avi? Chassan's not giving her money. She gets money, but the Chassan doesn't give. Nidin Shneyan is inferior from both of those elements, right? And lastly, Adam Chassan, she's not giving anything. She's not getting anything. She gets Hanah, but practically, physically, she gets nothing. So all those four cases are inferior. Nonetheless, we say they're good. Because the woman is happy that she's what? That she's Mekudeshes, and that's the Chiddush. Chiddush is that it's going to be good. We said that from what? We said that from Rabbi Yoshev yesterday in the Ron. Remember, we think it's not Shavu Pruta, Kamashwan, that it was Shavu Pruta. Is that correct? What's the flip side, Avi? Let's begin with that. Read the flip side about what? About the Mamona. Read that line before the two dots, before we go bites in the Gemara. Now go the other way. The Yashmuin in what? Oh, what does that mean? If it just would have had Mamon, what would have been? No, you translate it for me. Assume the Pasuk is going on all the cases. Mamon is what? Much more lenient. Why is Mamon much more lenient? What? What do you mean, Dishai v'Mechila? No big deal. You could be Michael something. You could do a deal financially very quickly through the means of Mechila. Therefore, these cases aren't such a Kiddush to me. In fact, anything in Mamonis is no big Kiddush because it could quickly be done through the means of Mechila. Correct, Yaakov? What does the Gemara answer? By Kiddushin, it cannot be done through Mechila. It's Risha. It's a very strange line of the Gemara through Mamon. What do you mean through Mamon? Through Mamon. Didn't they have one in the high school? Okay. And through Mamo, what's the din? Through Mamo and Shiny, it's also the Mechila. Why is that difficult? Why is that difficult, Michael? You tell me. So what Mamo is flimsy with Mechila? What do you need to always do a deal in Mamo? You need a Kenyan. You need a Kenyan. So why does the Gemara say very quickly or very, if it say that Mamo is so flimsy, you need a Maisa Kenyan? You need a Maisa Kenyan, and therefore, if you need a Maisa Kenyan, how is Mechila going to do the job? How is Mechila going to do the job? How does Mechila work to accomplish a Kenyan? Does Mechila work to accomplish a Kenyan? Do we assume that Mechila works to accomplish a Kenyan or not? This is a very difficult line in the Gemara. Very difficult line in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say? Because Mamon is a Sayyid with Mechila, no big deal, these cases are easy to get done. You need a Kenyan. You need a very big Kenyan in order to do a deal in financial matters. Mechila, so Mechila can do the deal. Where's the Maisa Kenyan? Where is the Maisa Kenyan? Now, there is a big Shaila, big Shaila, in the Rishonim. In fact, there's a very big Tosos in Sanhedrin on Bavam and Aleph discusses whether Mechila Tzricha Kenyan. Let's say Michael owes me $100,000. Say to Michael, I'll mokel you the money. To accomplish that, do we need a Kenyan Sudar to concretize the Mechila, or is a verbalization enough alone? So Tosos has a very big discussion in Sanhedrin Daf Vav. And he seems to say in the end of the Tosos, Mechila ain't Tzricha Kenyan. Tosfos says the same thing, we're going to see it in a minute, Bez Hashem. Tosfos says the same thing in Kedushin on Tet Zayin Amarav, the Mechila lo Tzricha Kenyan. So there are different shittas whether Mechila needs a Kenyan or not. Mechila Tzricha Kenyan. So what I want to bring out is the following. Even if you hold Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, then our kash is really strong, correct, Yaakov? Where's the Kenyan here? You can't just stop and say, Mamun is flimsy, Yahya's no Mechila, therefore it's no big deal. Mechila needs a Kenyan, right? Even if you hold Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, when do you hold Mechila Tzricha Kenyan? I'm sorry, even if you hold Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, like we just said, then the cash is very strong. Even if you hold Mechila ain't Tzricha Kenyan, the cash is very strong. Why? Because when do you say Mechila ain't Tzricha Kenyan? When Michael owes me $100,000, I say, Michael, forget about it. You don't owe me a cent. A second. You don't owe me a cent. It's a shibu. But if you want to do a deal of a transfer of what? Of an item from one rishus to the other, you better believe you need a kinyan. Even according to the day that old Mechila ain't Tzricha Kenyan, that's by rock the shibudim. That's by shibudim. Where Michael owes me money, so I can very quickly say, I'm Michael, the shibudim. That's rock the Shibudim. That's only by Shibudim. But if you want to transfer an item, of course you need a Kenyan. Even according to the Mount of Mechila and Tzricha Kenyan, you need a Kenyan. Where does this come up? Let's quickly look, very quickly. I gave it to you at the end. Tet Zayin, Avi, take a look. Real quick. The Gemara says on Tet Zayin Amar Aleph, let's see it real quick. Very important din. Lamali. Go ahead. Star Lamali. If you want to free an Eved Ivri, one of the ways you free an Eved Ivri is through the means of what? Through the means of a star. Go ahead, Avi. Read the Gemara. Lamali, star Lamali. Right before the two dots. 3 lines before the two dots. Go ahead. On Tetzayin Amar Aleph. 2 dots towards the bottom. Star Lamali. Why do you have to give a star? Go ahead. Zil, let him stand in front of two guys, go free, let him be mafker. Inami. Zil. Or say, let him stand in the presence of a beis din and go free. Let him just be mafker. Why do you need a star to free an Eved Ivri? Go ahead. Because when you have an Eved Ivri, just like an Eved Kanani, you have a Kenyan goof. So too by the Eved Ivri, you have a Kenyan goof. And you want to be Mokhon the rest of the years he has to work 6 years, you can forget about it. Mechila alone does not work. You need a star, a formal star to release him. Not Hefker Stam. Hefker will not do the job because there is a Kenyan goof. Zok Taisus Avi, the bottom Taisus, I mean the second to last, Varav Shemokho, underline this please. Go ahead. Ah, if there was no Kenya Goof, Mechila would work. Go ahead. Ah, get it down. There are those who want to the diet that Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan. The only stopgap here is here that there's a Kenya Goof. But if there was no Kenya Goof, then Mechila would work. Ah, does Mechila need a Kenyan? No. Mechila ain't straight to Kenyan. First sheet. That's placed in Sanhedrin.org. That's placed in Bayash and Kedushin that side of an hour. The Yesh live close. There are other Rishonim that say no. Mechila does need a Kenyan. How do you slug it up? Go ahead. Yes, since he's Muksuk Begufo, that itself ain't Muksuk Kinyan Gorlizet. Don't bring me a raya that what? Mechila and Tzricha Kenyan. It was not for the fact that he's a Kenyan goof. He's still what? He's still working for someone else, and now that he's a free man, that's a Kenyan. So you can't bring a raya from here. You couldn't bring a raya from here at all. If it wasn't for the fact there's a kinyagu, mechila would work. You see that? What? Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. How do you see mechila doesn't need a kinyan? The whole emancipation rock in itself is a kinyan. So mechila could itself be called a kinyan. So you have no raya at all. But you see from this Tosfos that there is a concept of mechila ain't shrich a kinyan. So nachama, how do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says if you just had all these cases, Jesse, by Kiddushin, if you plug them into Mammon, if you just had all these cases by Mammon, I would think Mammon is very flimsy. It's Yayin Lemechila. We're asking, how do you understand that line of the Gemara? What do you mean it's easy, it's flimsy? Why is it flimsy? You need to concretize with a Maisa Kinyan. And when do you say Mechila? One day holds Mechila always needs a Kinyan. And the other day the head says Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. That's only by what? That's only by Shibudim. But to transfer an object like we're talking about in our Gemara, a parking lot in Manhattan, to transfer from one party to another, you need a kinyan. Where's the kinyan? Mechila can't accomplish it. Even according to the data, it's a Mechila ain't Sharif a kinyan. That's only by Shibudim. How could it be? What's the chance? Huh. So what you have to suggest is the following. Please get it. There's a fundamental distinction between what? Between Kedushin and Mamo. What's the difference? We mentioned this score about last week, I believe. What do we always say? What are the main three ingredients in a kinyan? What do we always say? Das Machne, Das Koine, and a Maisa Kinyan. Usually the major motif is the Maisa Kinyan. It could be in Mominus, we mentioned last week, that maybe Das is the key element. The Gemiris Das is the key element. And it could very well be, if the Gemiris Das is the key element, so it could be, the Chiddush might be the following. Since when it comes to Kinyanim, the Iker is the Gemiris Das, then it's enough to what? It's enough to have what? Mechila in such a case. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. By Kiddushin, what's the major motif? The Maisa Kinyan, because it must activate Dinin. She becomes Yisrael Kol Olam, she becomes Muteris to her husband. That needs a Maisa Kinyan. So when the Gemara says, Mammon is special, that it's Ayla Mechila, what does that mean? That means by Arev, by Avikneini, by Midin Shneim, by Adam Choshev, I can understand transferring a parking lot in that case. Because what's the Iker element? Kind? When it comes to Mominus? The Das. And we're on the same page. So get it done. By Kinyonim, when it comes to Kedushin, you need a formal Kinyon. By Maisa Kedushin, not Kinyon, by Kedushin, you need a Kinyon to activate the Dinim. I would think that these would not be enough. Evik Naini, Arev, Bidin Shneim, Adam Choshev would absolutely not be enough. And if that's the case, then the Machdek what? The Machdek could be Michael. Only when it comes to Mominus, and not when it comes to what? Why, not when it comes to the Kedushin. And therefore you can understand the Pshat and the Gemara very, very well. Because if we assume this take, this approach in Mominus that the key element is Das, then in fact you could have Das and all these meanings. That's what the Gemara means. Shiny Mominus, Yishad Mechila. Don't ask me, Kasha, Mechila, Tzrich HaKinit. Or if Mechila ain't Tzrich HaKinit, it's only by Shibudim. It's not true. It's not true in our case, because here we want to make a deal. And when you want to make a deal, maybe Gemir Stas is enough. If Gemir Stas is enough, then everyone's going to agree that what? Through the means of Arev, Evik Nani, Din Shleim, Adam Koshev, you can do the deal, you can make the transfers. And therefore it's going to work a lot more, my son. So that's a way of reading the Gemara, which is Shiny Mama decide with me. Okay, very good. Viter now. Let's go Viter now in the Gemara. Okay, let's see Viter in the Gemara. Eric, go ahead. Let's see Zion and Al. There's a lot we have to see. Let's go. From the two dots, first long line. Go ahead. If he says what? He wants to mirror half. The chassan says half of me, he wants to mirror. What's the din? Mekudesh is good. Go ahead. He wants to mirror half of her, the good side. It's not a good kedusha. Go ahead. What's the difference? Isha Marachmana. Oh, very good. He can only marry a woman and not a half a woman. Go ahead. Correct the Gemara, say the same thing by the Chassan. Isha Marachmana Lochatzish. Go ahead. Amalei. Oh, the difference is very poshut. A woman is what? Us and the two men. However, when it comes to a man, isn't he mutter what? This is what he meant. Go ahead. Meaning that he wants to have the ability to marry another woman. When he said chetzi of himself, he wants to have the ability to marry another woman. Now, are you allowed to marry another woman or not? Yes or no? Medina b'Gemara, yes. Karev Durim ben Gershom, it's also for a man to marry multiple women. So the Ritva points out here, interestingly enough, we know Mikra Adin, Medina b'Gemara, we paskin in Yavamas and Samachem, and a man can marry multiple women. A man can marry multiple women. So what's he pointing out here? He's pointing out that if you're in a region that is takasur, he wants to have the exception to be able to marry other people. And he's telling her, I want to have this exception, and therefore he's making this tonight. Okay? Of course, after the Kerem Durim ben Gershom, it's prohibited. And that was in the year what? 1,000 around? And the din of a Kerem has a tokah of being the Yeraisa. How could that be? Rabbi Nachman was lived after the Rabbi Gershom lived after the Gemara. A Kerem has the tokah of the power of being din of the Yeraisa. And therefore, we have such a halacha. And it's a shaila how long his harem was put into play, but the Ramah writes, we have a minute to observe it. Could be that it only was for 500 years. However, we observe the harem of Gershom even after the 500 years. He did minute, and minute also has a very strong strong status, could even also have the status of being Diyaraisa as well. So that's how the Ritva adds on the pshat in the Gemara. He wants to tell her that, what, even though we don't think it's mutter to marry, in the event we're in a region that's usher, he's stipulating the Tanai to be able to marry another woman, and that's why he says half of himself. Really, his whole self is marrying the woman. He's leaving a half of himself open and available to marry another woman. Fine. Viker, go ahead, please. Eric, go ahead. The din of pashta, which we talked about earlier a few months ago, before the bechina, right? We didn't get a chance to go through the sugya. Well, now we'll do it then, Hashem. Why do we say the kedusha of half the woman should permeate throughout her whole body? The din of pashta, this topic I discussed in my cousin's dish. Okay, it's a very fascinating topic. This concept of pashta, let it permeate. Where do we know there's a concept of pashta? Go ahead. If a person wants to be makish a foot of an animal to be a korban ola, let the whole thing permeate from the leg to the whole behemoth. Afilu l'man damar, go ahead. Afilu l'man damar. That's if you're makish something that is not vital, like a leg. Aval. Oh, but if you're makish the heart, then it permeates. The Gemara compares what? Compares kedusha in a marriage to kedusha in a korban. Okay? Let's get down number one. Taisus kashin. Okay, number one, what's Taisus kashin? Taisus asks, thank you, Mike. Taisus asks, on the top there, the second Taisus, the nipshit of the kule milo of Tanya kule, take a look. Tema, bam kashin. The Bereish Tmura Yalef Raglo Shalzu Oilo, Ubedavrish in the Shama Tuliba Mikrod Exiv Kolash Yitin in Menu Lashem, the Gabeisha Loksiv Kroy, Vim Kain Mai Porach, Halo Domi La Dodi. Correct Taisus, how does the Gemara compare Kedusha in a wedding, Kedusha in a marriage, to what? To Hektish of the Behema. The Din of Pashta is a Pasuk. Special Jews of Kosovo, we allow Pashta by the Hilkos Kodshim. There's no pasuk that allows it by kedusha isha. How on earth does the what? How on earth does the Gemara compare the two? How does the Gemara compare the two? By the din of pashta, by kashim toisa says a pasuk. By kedusha isha, there is no pasuk. First kashim. Second kashim. I wanted you to see. The machne asks on the Gemara. The machne says, I don't understand. If you're mekadosh a chetzi isha. You're Makadosh a Chetzi Isha. And you're Makadosh a Behema. What's the din? Well, let's focus on being Makadosh a regular of a Behema first. When you're Makadosh the regular of a Behema, what happens, David? What type of Kedusha is permeated on the regular of a Behema? There are two types of Kedusha that we want to focus on at this moment. Something called Kedusha's Damim, which is what? The value of the thing. Not that the Chetz is Kadosh. And then there's something called Kedushas Aguf. So what takes place when you're Makdish a regular of a behemoth? The regular is Kedushas Damim. Because you can't put the Damim on the leg on the Mizbeach by itself. It's got to be put fully up the behemoth. So what happens, Chaim? The Kedusha from the leg permeates throughout the whole body. So then it becomes from Kedushas Damim to becoming what? Kedushas Aguf. That's the way it works. And therefore you develop Kedushas Damim, you become Kedushas Aguf. But here by the woman, if you're Mekadosh, a half of a woman, what's the din? What's the halacha? It's a nothing. There's nothing for it to what? For it to build upon. There's no building blocks. There's nothing there. At least when you're makdish a regular vaveima and imbues Kedushas Damim, and then the Kedushas Damim permeates the whole body, then it becomes a Kedushas Aguf, and then you understand it in a Pashta. Ask the makdah, but if you're makdish a chetzi isha, Jesse, the chetzi isha doesn't get off the ground. So therefore there's nothing there. It evaporates, or it never even started to evaporate. Therefore, on what basis would you want to say Pashta? That it should permeate. There's nothing for it to build upon. That's the kasha of the machna. Very stark a kasha. So let's keep both these kashas in mind. This is kasha and the machna's kasha. Go ahead, Eric. Finish the Gemara. Go ahead. Oh, there's a big comparison. Plus the works because there's a unilateral. There's only a behemoth. You don't have to talk to your behemoth. So therefore, plus the works. Here you need the consent of the woman, and therefore what? What is Rashi saying? We'll get back to it when the Rishona, but at least what does Rashi say? Is she interested in becoming married to this man? What does Rashi say in Dibra Maskel? Hussam Behema? The very end? He says, Shimeni Rotsa Ena Kedusha, the Zuloni Sratza Elechetsia. She only wanted to marry one half of him. She's not interested in marrying the whole man. We underline that line in the Rashi. She wasn't interested. And therefore, Pashta is not going to be able to work. Okay? Pashta is not going to be able to work. And we're going to have to elaborate on what that means. Okay? Because in the simplest reading of the Gemara, would you say that's telling about the mechanics of Pashta? Or it's a technical problem? Really, Pashta should work in Kedusha. It's just a technical problem. That seems the simplest reading of the Gemara, but we'll have to see if all the Rishonim want Taka learn like that. Okay? There's your Shem. Go ahead, Vaita. Eric, very good. Me dummy. I'm sorry. Halal Damya, what is the Taka comparable to? You have a Bema of two partners. One guy is what? Makdish half. Then go ahead. No, the chos of Lachavikisha, then he goes and buys the second half out from the first partner, so he owns the whole thing. Then he's remakdish that half. What's the din? Kedusha Vena Kreva. What does Kedusha Vena Kreva mean? It's Kadosh, but you can't what? You can't be makrovit. Because why? The Kedusha is what? The Kedusha is diseased from the very outset. Because you could not sacrifice it from the very outset of what? Of the Hakdosha. Because it wasn't a whole behemoth. So therefore, even though in the end it becomes fully kadosh, but if from the very outset it was bad, it remains bad. Go ahead. The osa what? But it can generate a tmura. You can be what? What's the din of tmura? Torah says in the end of Parshas what? Bahar or b'chukosai. Which one? I think b'chukosai. It says lo yamir v'lo yachin fenu. If I have behema A and I was makdish behema A, there's an isra lav in the chumash to transfer the kedusha to behema B. In fact, there are two lav. We talked about it before Pesach. Remember that? And what's the din if I do try to switch it? The Kedusha remains on A, and it also goes to B. Who utrasa yiyye? The Kedusha remains on A, and also can go to B. There's two lavin and one essay. That's the fact why the Rambam says Yechai Malkus. Terek alpha lo chalav and nechus tmura. He asks, why is there not a lavin in the essay? One of the answers the Rambam gives is because do the math. There are two lavin and one essay. Not a lavin in the essay. That's one of the answers the Rambam. Oh, go ahead, Eric. And the tzmura is the same din. It's what? It's kadosh, but it's not kreva. It has a diseased kedusha. Go ahead. We see from this three kedusha. Excellent. Go ahead. What does that mean, ba'alachai minchim? Against the Gemara Yuma and Daf Samach Dalet on the base, that it can be diseased even while it's alive. There's a day in Yuma that says it only can be diseased from the time it's kashachtim, from the time it's slaughtered. In our Gemara, it's still alive. But once it's diseased, the kedusha remains always diseased. So you can have the concept of mincha even while it's alive. Number one chiddush. Go ahead. Excellent. That if it was diseased from the very outset, against the Gemara where? In Sukkah, no? Where's that second shita? I believe in Sukkah. Sukkah, that Lamed Gimel Rashi says. There's a sheaf in Sukkah that says it's only diseased if it started off good, then got bad, then it's permanently bad. But if from the very inception it was bad, and then it got good, it still would be good. You see from our Gemara that if it starts off bad, it remains always bad. Right? Because from the very inception, the Kedusha was bad. Go ahead. And number three, what do you see? That the concept of disease Kedusha applies even to what? Kedusha stomach. Why was it Kedusha stomach from the very outset? Because you only mocked his 6 foot or his leg. You never could potentially mock the whole thing because you only what? Limited the Kedusha to its leg. Therefore, from the very outset, there's only Kedusha of the value, but still a disease oriented Kedusha can what? Can happen mean in the realm of Kedusha stomach. Those are the three Kedusha. You might have said that Kedusha Dichri only is limited to what? Kedusha's what? Kedusha's Agu. Kedusha Rabbis, it applies also to Kedusha's Dung. Fine. Okay. So we have the Gemara here. So not no more. We have two Kashas. Uri. Number one Kash is Tosis to what? How can the Gemara say what Pashta to ask a Kasha to equate what? Kutchin with what? With Kedushin. There's a pasuk by what kashim of pashta. There is no pasuk by kedusha. Number one kash. Number two kash is the makta that what? How do you compare the two? At least when your makta is the regular vehem, it is imbued with kedusha's domin. It has a building block. You can build up from that to the whole body. Then becomes kedusha guf. From a kadosh kachiyish, it's a nothing. So there's nothing for it to build upon, and you can permeate. Okay. Mela. The way we could perhaps solve this is the following. But before that, let's add a third kasha. Okay? Let's add a third kasha. We're all familiar with the kinyan called what? Kinyan chatzah. We've mentioned it, haven't we? Which context did we mention kinyan chatzah? I can't hear you. What? Very good. Very good. Excellent. Kinyan chatzah, we had it. Very good. What'd you say? Right, absolutely. That's where we mentioned kinyan chatzah. Let me ask you, does Hekdesh have a kinyan chatzah? Does Hekdesh have a kinyan chatzah? This is a fundamental machlokes between the Rabban and Tosis and Baba Basra. Okay? The Ramban writes, yes. Ramban writes, yesh, kinyan, chaser, lehektish. And Tosis denies it. Ein, kinyan, chaser, lehektish. This is a very, case is very germane that Sos quotes the case of the Aguda, the Gavalt Garishan, the Aguda. Motza aveide the besaknesis. You find a lost object in the Beis HaKnesses. What's the din? Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash ma'at. Whether the Kedushin is shul like Yireim is Yireisa. Or like Ramban B'Rabbonim. Machlokes Ramban Yireim where the Kedushin shuls are Yireisa B'Rabbonim. But it's a mikdash ma'at. So do we say that I can cap it up? It's a lost object. It's, I don't know. It's owned by the shul. Does Hekdesh have a kinyan chatzah? A very big machlokes. It's a famous smoking of Ram with an aguda. Motzah aveide the Beis HaKnesses. That's the shine. So where does this come up? This comes up in Baba Basra and Daf Ayin Tesem and Alf in the Ramban. Where the Gemara in Baba Basra and Ayin Tesem and Alf quotes a Mishnah in Me'ilah and Daf Yigimu. Where the Mishnah says, if I'm Makdish a pit, if I'm Makdish a bore, and afterwards water gets in the bore, or I'm Makdish a pit, let's say, or I'm Makdish a pit, water gets in the bore. Or a mattress of garbage dump, and someone throws in a bunch of manure, zebel, afterwards. What's the din? What's the luck in that case? What's the luck? Please get the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, get it down. You're chayiv me'ilah only on the pit. You're chayiv me'ilah only on the garbage dump. You're not chayiv me'ilah on the water. You're not chayiv me'ilah on the manure. Only on the chepsa, the original bore. And the Rabban asks, but shouldn't Hekdesh be kona the mayim and the manure? Midin kinyan chaser? Right? Ramban's kashin. What is the Ramban answer? Tosis answers that kasha, Michael, by saying what? Ein kinyan chaser lehekdesh. The Ramban says, yesh kinyan chaser lehekdesh. But in order to be chayim me'ilah, what do you need? Please get this.
You need Kedushas Peh. To be chayav in Me'ila, you need Kedushas Peh. Planted what?
Planted the water and the manure is hektish. But to be chayav in Me'ila, you need what, David?
You need Kedushas Peh. And therefore, since you need Kedushas Peh,
did you makdish the water or the manure? No, you did not. And therefore, the Ramban has a stunning chiddush to be chayiv in Me'ila, you need Kedushas Peh. And there you did not have that by the water and the manure. Therefore, what emerges? In order to be chayiv in Me'ila, Jesse, what do you need?
Kedushas Peh.
Frek the kasha and our gemara. What's the difficulty, Johnny? You tell me. Oh, in the din of Ispashtus. How do you say Ispashtus?
How do you say he's not Ispashtus? Isn't there a Chisaron and Kedushas Peh? You're only makdish the foot of the animal. You're only makdish the half of the woman.
How could the Gemara get out of its mouth that what? That it should work.
Ispashtus. Just like by Me'ila you need Kedushas Peh, who would deny me you should what?
In order to have the Kedusha work, you should need Kedushas Peh. That's what Akasha we could ask. Now, I could simply answer that by saying what?
For Me'ila, you need what?
Kedushas Peh. But to have Kedusha, who says you need Kedushas Peh?
But it could very well be that the gauge or the barometer for our Kedusha to work in our sugya would be whether there would be a din in Me'ila.
Let me ask you a question. If you take the Kedusha of the leg and it permeates the whole behemoth, and let's say I use the head of the behemoth, would you be chayav in Me'ila?
Of course.
So the pashtus is, you do accomplish Me'ila, even with just what? Without Kedushas Peh. So we have three kashas.
Taisus, the Machne, and also a kasha based on the Rabbanim of Abasra, that there is what?
There is a kin in Chatzal Hekesh, but there is no Me'ila. There is no Me'ila. How does these pashtus get off the ground? It would not generate Me'ila. Okay.
So based on all these three kashas, we had a mahalach, if you remember, many months ago. One of the approaches that we could say in pashtus is said by Reb Chaim. And what does Reb Chaim want to say?
Reb Chaim wants to say, when we talk about pashtus, that it permeates, the way it works is that the pshat is that the maisa hektish that you did the mixus is if you did the whole thing. It's a din in the dibor.
Says Reb Chaim, it's a din in the dibor. Meaning your maisa hektish, when you said chetzi,
we reinterpret al pi halacha. It's a virtual divor. We treat as if it's the whole thing.
Al pi halacha. We reinterpret it. The din di divor.
That's the din of ispashtus. It's a virtual type of divor.
Can I take things as a fellow at the meeting in the hotel the past 4 or 5 years? Fellow that's deaf there is coming for Shabbos.
The Imamish knows a lot of Torah. Imamish, he can't speak, he's deaf.
So I just got a call from him. He calls through an interpreter. The way he speaks, he can see on the screen the interpreter, and then they call and he speaks through the interpreter. So we take, you cannot take anything for granted. It's an unbelievable person. So in that concept, in a similar sense, we're saying that Dibor here is a virtual Dibor. The Ispashtus is that we treat the statement that he said, Chetzi Ish, as if he said the whole statement. This is Reb Chaim wants to say. It's not a din in the Chalois, that the Kedusha was resting on half the woman, and then we wanted to spread to the whole woman. It was on the leg of the name and the heart of the name, we wanted to spread on the whole thing.
No! We are reinterpreting the Dibor in a real way. This is what Reb Chaim says. Oh! If that's the case, this is Reb Chaim is Mechadish. What's the raya to Reb Chaim? Please get it. What happens if you have a behemoth of two shutfin? Eric. One of them is Makdish, his half, and then he goes and buys the other half and is Makdish it as well. Let me ask you a question. Since he already was Makdish his half, and it was Kulu B'yodo, why don't we send his Pashtum automatically? What's the pshat? In other words, it's already his makdish is chelik. We pass the behemoth shall stay shutvin. He has to what? Makdish one chelik, and then buy the second chelik, and then re-be makdish it. With a hektish chodesh. Why should you have to do that? Why don't you say he's pashtus? Right? It's a great question, though. When Eric read the Gemara so beautifully, why does it say Chazav Alacha? Buy up the second part, and that's it. Just say Chazav Alacha rather, and don't say the Iknisha. No? Why do you have to read the Makdashit? So Reb Chaim says, you see from there that what? That it's a rice. Bashtas has to be B'shas Maisa Hekdash. Therefore, in the case of the Shnei Shutfin, it was not Shaykh's Bashtas, because you didn't own the whole thing. Therefore, when you buy the second Chaluk, you can't say his Bashtas. Because his pashtus is reinterpreting his what? His maisik hektish. But if you could not do the whole thing at that time, you cannot reinterpret it. It's not magic. It's a very interesting raya, what Reb Chaim say. See, if it was a din in chalos, just buy up your second part and let it spread, right? There was a stopgap. Get rid of the stopgap and let it spread. No! It all was engaged on what was happening to Shas Hektish. And you couldn't do the whole thing to Shas Hektish. So therefore, when you want rebuy it, the second half, you've got to remarkish the second half. Oh, because it didn't Maisa Hektish. Therefore, must be done to Shas Maisa Hektish. Therefore, there is no Chisorum at all in Kedushas Peh Ayidei Spashis. Because the Maisa Hektish, the Kedushas Peh, is Bispashit Alfumi. Therefore, what, Ellie? That answers the third kasha we asked. What was the third kasha? What does the Ramban say? That in order to have Me'ila, you need Kedushas Peh. Kinyan Chatzal Hektish. We said, how do you have Ispashtis? There was no Kedushas Peh. What's the answer? There was Kedushas Peh. The mechanics of Ispashtis are you reinterpret the Dibor, and we treat it as if you said the whole thing. No? It's a beautiful shot, no? And I said in my Chosmos pitch, prove me that Rashi holds a Reb Chaim. How does Rashi hold a Reb Chaim on our daf? What statement does Rashi say? Go ahead, Eric. Yesh koyach b'ma'amaroi. Excellent. Yesh koyach b'ma'amaroi. What is Rashi driving at when he says yesh koyach b'ma'amaroi? Exactly like Reb Chaim. Not that the chalos, what? Permeates, it means we reinterpret his dibor, there's koyach in his speech that can be reinterpreted and mean this whole thing. So Reb Chaim's Kiddush is found, anchored, rooted in Rashi, right here on our dot. The Meila, one second, Adam. This would answer the Machnas Kasha. Why would this answer the Machnas Kasha? Why is that going to answer the Machnas Kasha? Because what is Ispashtis? It's a din in what? A din in Dibor. Correct? If it's a din in Dibor, then what's the pshat? What's the pshat, Michael? What was the Machnas Kasha? How do you compare what? Kachim to what? Kedushin. By Kachim, at least there's Kedushin's stomach from the very outset. It can spread to the whole body, and there's a building block for it to spread. From a Kavish Chachisha, there's nothing there for it for you to build blocks with. What's the answer, Michael? New, what do you tell me? We say it's Shaykh Mikara from Maisa Hektish, that's Shaykh Apta Kedushin. Because we're reinterpreting the Dibor. If you're reinterpreting the Dibor, you skirt the whole problem, Josh, right? Because we say from the very outset, it's Makadish the whole woman. This is all in the Havanim, right before the Gemara's answer. We're trying to ask on the equation in the Havanim, the Kasha. We skirt the whole problem. Don't ask me in Kasha, at least there's a building block by Kutchin. Because the Rebbe's Kedush is done and it permeates the what? To the whole thing. And then it becomes to Shagu, where it's Mekadosh Chatzis, it's a nothing. No, the Teretz says it's not a nothing. From the very outset, we interpret that you meant the whole thing. Answers the Machnas Kasha very beautifully. How does it answer Tosis Kasha? Look inside Tosis, Eric. Go ahead, read the Tosis there. Zayin Amar Aleph. Go ahead. V'nifshutu. Do the Dibra Maskel. V'nifshutu. Go ahead. Right! Pashta by Kachim as a pasuk. By what? By Kedushin, there is no pasuk, right? Look inside. Go ahead. Venera. Lefikach. Ah! If you use what? That's just leaving, you can say Pashta. About? Lishna d'Eliyahu, we learn our Bavam and Alzeh. We never would have asked Pashta. Rashi said explicitly Ariyah Mekadeshus. Did the Gemara say Ariyah Mekadeshus? He said he's casually. Right? Use the expression Ariyah Mekadeshus. Then you could say Pashta. There's a Shita Mekubetis in Tmur, if you recall. Does anyone recall this? We mentioned it. What's the marker for Pashta? Go ahead here. Hey, Eitan. Svara or Pasa. Excellent. Svara or Pasa. Who is Yudam and Beis, I believe, in Tmur. In the Shita Mekubetis. Tosis in the Arkasha holds what? Yosef. That it was a pasuk. There's no pasuk by what? There's no pasuk by what? By Isha. What's Tosis teretz? The premise in the kasha goes up in smoke. What's the teretz, Jesse? That it's a svara. If it's a svara of koyach v'ma'amoroi, then what? It can apply to Ishus as well. You're reinterpreting the deeper. Why limit it to kashin? Let it apply to Ishus as well. Pashtis. Vipashtis. So that's the way we're learning in Tosis. And it makes a lot of sense. Tosis answer. Why? What should it make a difference whether what lashon you lock into? You better believe it makes a lot of sense. Because why? If you want to reinterpret the guy's dibur, he better have said Hariyat Mekudeshesli. That's locking into the Kedusha. Which we'll get back to, Bezisha. Since that's locking into the Kedusha, what's the din? Therefore, will it lend itself that it can permeate throughout her what? Throughout her whole body. And therefore makes a big difference to say Ari Mekadeshli as opposed to Ari Mekadeshli. So we want to say that Kasha was based on a Pusuk, and the Xeris Akasha was that it was what? Was that it was a Svara. Once you say that, you can apply it to Kochin, and you can apply it what? To Ishus as well. And it makes a lot of sense which Lashon you choose. Okay. This is one shot that we could suggest, okay? This one shot that we could suggest in answering these three kashas. Okay, Viker now, very quickly. Second mahalik. There's another way maybe we could solve the Machnas kasha. Very quickly, let's get it. We gotta move. What's the second teretz? Second way, second hesber is the following. What's the chisaron of Chetzi Isha? It's not because why? It's nothing. But what, Michael? Not because you need all or nothing in Kedushin, but what's the problem? That you're being the shire of the Kedushin. There's a shear of the Kedushin. You can't leave anything over. If there's any shear, you have to Makadosh the full woman. If there's something left over, it's not a good Kedushin. And therefore, Michael, what's the din if you're Makadosh a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Ben Chorin? What's the din? Is that good or not? Can you be Makadosh a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Ben Chorin? Yes. Because you're not leaving anything over. Whatever you can marry, you can marry. You can marry half of her because she's free. The other half you can't marry. She's a Shifra Knanis. As long as you don't leave anything over. So it could very well be that the din of these Pashtus by Ishus works. Because why? Because the din of Kedushin Mechetzi Ishus is that there should be no shear, nothing left over. And when you do these Pashtus, Michael, there's nothing left over. So even Kedusha Isha, we're chalim the etzim when the actual what? Ishus itself is not lacking anything. So therefore I want you to get this. Another shot to answer the machna might be the following. Another shot to answer the kasha of the machna might be that the whole problem of the mekadesh chetzi Isha is because you're leaving something over. As long as you don't leave something over with her, you're fine. That's why you can mekadesh a chetzi shivcha chetzi ben chorin. Gemara didn't daf mem gimel because you can mekadesh everything that you can. So to here, if you work these pashtus, Tanya, you're leaving nothing over. These pashtus leaves nothing over. That's the chisaron, and these pashtus what works on that and is able to trump that. Because what was the makas kasha? Makas kasha, you have building blocks. When it comes to Kochin, you don't have the building block when it comes to Ishus. Yes, you do, will answer. Because the whole problem is a shear. Leaving over what? Something lacking in the woman. Ishpash just trumps that problem. Fine. Okay. That's the second mahalik, maybe to answer the kasha of the mach, perhaps. Okay. Meister now. Let's go. How do we now say shot in the terrors of the Gemara? What's the shot in the teretz of the Gemara? Let's get the Gemara. We just explained what the equation was in the kasha. What's the teretz? Josh? Behema is unilateral. And Ishi, neither consent. What's the pshat? Most of the Rishonim, okay, most of the Rishonim say, let's get it to be as specific. I wanted you to see the Rabbeinu Chananel quoting the Ritva. Yes? The Rabbeinu Chananel quoting the Ritva. Okay? Where is the Rabbeinu Chananel quoting the Ritva? It was in the Rashba, I'm sorry, yes. It was in the Rashba, thank you, Aaron. What did Rabbeinu Chananel simply say? She's angry at him. He wants to marry only half of me? Forget about it. She's not interested in marrying this guy. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel nishmer mekushizu, birish came in the shavalei, damar lechatsiech, lo gomra maktanasha klav. She's not interested in this marriage with this fellow. He wants to marry me, she says. He should want to marry me completely, not just half of me. Okay? Not just half of me, exactly. That's one shot in the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh. That's one shot in the Gemara. Tosfos Reed gives a different shot. What's the Tosfos Reed shot? Anyone get a chance to see it? Jeremy? What did Tosfos Reed say? You're a Tosfos Reed man, new. What does he say? He says the following. Something that's talui bishnei deos, you don't say spashis. Whatever that means. We'll have to explain it. Mr. Shah. He says anything that's talui bishnei deos, you don't say spashis. Anything that's talui bishnei deos, you don't say spashis. This is what the Tosfos Reed says. That's the Tosfos Reed pshat. Okay? Rashi seemingly says like Rabbeinu Chananel, she's not interested in the marriage. Tosfos Reed Hazaken says, even though he intends on marrying her completely, Afapishu Kivin Lakula, he lo kivnel lechetzi. Did you see that Tosfos Reed Hazaken on the bottom of the page, the last line? He adds in a line, I want you to underline it. Even though he intended on marrying her fully, she's only interested in what? Even though he intended on Kulo, she was only interested in Chetzia, and therefore she's only interested in Chetzia, it's not a good what? She was only interested in giving half of herself over, therefore it's not a good Kedusha. So there's a line in the Tosfos Reed Hazaken that says he intended on the whole thing. We didn't have that in our Gemara, so you have to see what the significance of that is. Okay. The Kasha is now, the focus on it, we'll get back to the different shots in here, okay? Kashya is on this answer to the Gemara, where it's unilateral by the Behema. By the marriage, it's not. The Kashya is, by the Behema, there's also a problem. What's the problem by the Behema? What's the stopgap? The Cheshek Shlomo asks this Kashya on the dot. What's the stopgap by the Behema? The owner! What does the owner want? Only Chetzi, the heart. No? The great Kashya. It's a great question. Yaakov, you follow me? What did he say? Only the heart. He doesn't want more than the heart. Why isn't he considered to be a problem? You're the kasha. It's a very interesting kasha. We gloss it over, but it's interesting. He only said the lathe. He only said the lathe. Why is it good? Mike, you follow me? We just asked the chizik. Someone asked the kasha. What's the more answer? You need her das. The baby you don't need is unilateral. But what did he say by the Behema? Only the heart. So he doesn't want the whole Behema. Why isn't that a problem? Why isn't that an Iku? So according to Reb Chaim, it fits beautifully. Because what is Reb Chaim's pshat? Reb Chaim says the Behema, we mispashate the das of the Behema, das of the Baal to be the whole thing. However, by the woman, you need her consent. Memela, you need her consent. He's not able to mekadesh kula if she doesn't want kula. And therefore, you cannot say ispashtus on the Maisa Kedushin. The ispashtus cannot be any better than what you're building upon. And what you're building upon cannot be what? Is not good at all. And therefore, what? We find that's not different than the Maisa itself. And in itself, could be you can't mekadesh a woman against her will, right? You only had half of her. So how can these spouses be more powerful than what?
than what your own maisa was. You can't makash a woman against her will. She was only an inch and a half before getting married. So how can your spouse be more powerful? Whereas by behema, Reb Chaim solves it beautifully. You reinterpret his words, and there's nothing stopping you. Because we're reinterpreting your very own words. So your very own words become what? That you're makdish the whole thing. Therefore, there's no stopgap at all. There's no stopgap at all. Now, if you break it down further, though, is there any way, Michael, to say he's fascist the guy, the woman? What could you say, in theory? Please get this Nakuda. Why can't you be mispashing her Watson? She only wants half of herself to get married. Why can't you be mispashing her Watson? And therefore let the condition be fully good? No? Say punch down her Watson. Why can't you do that? Who asked this Kasha? The Rashba, Tzmiya Li, Hacha Nami Kibahimahi, Kavanahi Mikabla Kedushi, Daitish Yitzhak Kusha Makula, Umi Ma'akev. Let just like it worked by the woman, let it work by the woman. Let it work by the woman. What is the pshat? So what does the Rashba say? The nichalita came in ilu boy ilu kumi me'akevus enem kodesh and mikok tavar of levilba hashvinim lemish the kula havlik kemerachas es atzma. What does the Rashba mean when he gives that teretz? Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Chanan, which we already said, which was what, Jeremy? She's angry at this guy. She doesn't want it. Rashba didn't say that, though. What did the Rashba mean in his answer? So the Pashtus is the following. What did the Rashba mean? Rashba meant, what is his Pashtus? On a Maisa Hektish. On a Hektish of a Korban. On a Maisa Kedushin. There is Hektish. Ratzon Isha. Is that the Maisa Kedushin? Is it or not? Not at all. What does the Ran in the Darim Daflamit say? What is the Ran in the Dar? Who's got to be the proactive role in the Kedushin? On Ham and Bez we learn. Kiyikach, the man. It's Kiyikach. All she has is Das Machne. She has to acquiesce, of course. But on something that she just acquiesces. Is that a powerful thing, David, to lend itself to these Pashas? No. What does the Ran in the Dar Daflamit say? She's mocked for herself, like in a sense, a virtual channel, right? Even though we said the Rebellion said, the Rebellion Lipschitz is out, 2 lines later, the Ron seems to not say that in the dark. But Davni Meluyim and Simon Lamanal Sifkon Yurchetz asks the same kash as the Rashba and Arsugi, the Rashba. And he says, let her Watson be Mispashe. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is I'll be the Ron in the dark. She's mocked for herself. If she's mocked for herself, then it's not a terus maisa mitzav yisha that doesn't lend itself to what? He's pashtus. That's the pshat in Reb Chaim as well. Reb Chaim said he's pashtus was what? Is the maisa hektish. What she supplies in the realm of Kedushin is what? Is not a maisa if you take this approach. Since it's not a maisa, Greg, it cannot what? It cannot lend itself to his pashtus. Not a maisa. Not a maisa hektish. Therefore, it doesn't lend itself that you can say he's pashtus. This is the pshat and answer. This is what the Rashba meant in his answer. This is what the Rashba meant in his answer, Bethesh. Okay? This is what he said, Bethesh. So this is the pshat that we could suggest in the Rashba. There have been a phenomenal poster pshat with Rashi, with Bethesh V'Azokin. And then you have the Rashba's answer himself, which I think is saying this concept of his pashtus. So this... With this board of Rakan, he answered what? Taisus Kasha? Machnis Kasha? Kasha on the Ramban? Correct? Kasha on the Ramban, what else? And also what? What the Rashba himself is saying, no, I'm exactly, and his answer is Kasha. And also, this is Rashi. Koyach Bama'amaroi. Koyach Bama'amaroi has explained 5 points in the Sugya so far. Okay? 5 points in the suit. This Kiddush of Reb Chaim. Okay. Very good. Now, let us move to interpretation in the pshat of Tosis Teretz. What was Tosis Teretz again, Eric? If you say Hariyah Kudeshishly, you lack in the pashta. If you don't, you don't. There is a Kiddush from Reb Chaim Mitels. Reb Chaim Mitels. Not Reb Chaim Mibrisk. Reb Chaim Mitels. That said the following Kiddush to interpret Pshat in places. Said Reb Chaim tells, what on earth does it make a difference
which lushan you use. Who cares? When you're Makadisher, you assert every man. What is it, magic?
Sizer Chaim tells there are two pshatim. When you're Makadisher woman,
we know, number one, she comes miyuchedes l'ishta.
Two functions to every kiddushin. She's miyuchedes l'ishta. She becomes a wife.
What's the second function of kiddushin, Yair? Asaku li'almin.
Also, Aku li'almin. Says the Chaim tells.
It makes a big, big deal which lashon you're mekadesh a woman with, because you're highlighting accessing one of these two tracks. Memela, when a baal's mekadesh a woman, what's the pshat? Does he answer her at every one? And an outgrowth of that is that she's mutter to you? Or no? When you're mekadesh a woman, she's mutter to you, and an outgrowth of that is what? She's usher to everyone else. How does it work? Says Reb Chaim tells. Well, it depends which lashon of kiddushin you want to trigger.
What's to say? And it depends on the Toli kiddushin. When you say mekadesh, what are you doing?
Phil? You're focusing on number two. Outgrowth of that is she becomes mutter. If you're mekadesh with Hariyah Kanuyali, you're making her mutter to you, and outgrowth of that she becomes usher. The Melal Pizeh, Yesh Lahavim, the Pshat of Tosfos beautifully.
Why?
Uri, go ahead, you tell me. What's the pshat in Tosfos? When you say Hariyah Mekudesh Asleh, then you can only say Pashta. Because why? You're focusing on the Isser, Akuli Alma. If you're focusing on the Isser, the Akuli Alma, the Exer's Akusav, then it can say what? That's really Hektish. By Hektish, we find that these Pashtas works. So let it work by the Kiddush Isha as well. But if you say Hariyah Mekudesh, which is focused on the Yichud, is that similar to Hektish? Uri, if you say Hariyah Kanuyali, you're acquired to me, become Kiddush. Is that similar to Hektish? No way. Therefore, you would not be able to say Ipashtus. So get that down, that beer in shot and faces, there at Chaim. Okay? We got it? Not Reb Chaim Ibris, Reb Chaim tells. Beautiful shot. Oh.
Ubehikr Zeh.
I want you to get this. Turn to Gimel Amud Beis Darashi.
Michael, read the Rashi.
This Chiddush of Reb Chaim tells, let us suggest, can be found in Rashi himself. Michael, give him a base top Rashi, please. Go ahead. Real loud. Go ahead. Okicha, Okidushin. What is he saying here? He's saying like Reb Chaim tells. You can go and plug yourself in with Kich or Kedushin. There are many Lashonos. Why does he focus in on Kich and Kedushin? We learn above and after multiple Lashonos. Because they are representative of two tracks. There are Shnei Drachim and Kedushin. Kich is what? Miyachim v'ishto. An outgrowth of that is that she's usher. Lashon Kedushin is the opposite. This is the pshat. This is the pshat in what? Okay, he's explaining the pasuk, the Kanya Nafshe, he's explaining the phrase in the Gemara. Therefore, he's focusing on these two tracks. And the truth is, there is a Rashba in the Chuvis. I believe we mentioned this once. If anyone remembers this, it's unbelievable. It is. Do you remember we had I think we mentioned this once in the beginning, I believe last semester. Yeah, we did, in the end of the semester. Remember we talked about the Rif of Edus Lekimi Adover? Whoever's there at the Chuppah Zapt is being Edim. Edus Lekimi Adover, that's why you have to appoint the two Edim, the exclusion of everyone in the room. Do you remember we did a Toysen Makis on Bavam and Aleph? That it said, hey, on the bottom Toysen of Bavam and Aleph Makis, Hecha Yadenu Viraglenu, how can any Gittin the Kedushin be good? Because there are eight in there that are relatives. And what did Tosfos Makis say? He only said Gittin. He did not say Kedushin. He only said Gittin. You remember that we had that Ha'ara? You recall that? The Rosh Makis says both Gittin and Kedushin. Tosfos for some reason only says Gittin. So
So we explained it based on Rashi and the Tshuvas. Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Kiveka quotes in the Tshuvas in Siman Sadi Dalet. Dibur Maskol Lezen Nira. The Ikar of Kedushin is that you become mitzvah to your wife. Number one. Ticha. That's what the Rashba held. And therefore, the Isser is an Isser that comes Memela. Therefore, Ede Kedushin are really not testifying on what? Ede Kedushin are not focusing on the Dini, the Farshish aspect, that she's ushered everyone else in the world, Elisha. What are they really focusing on, Ede Kedushin? The Heter of the Chosin to the Kaaba. So we already have rooted in the rocks and the Tshuvas the first approach. That notion of Ticha. That's why Tyson Marcus left out Kedushin. Because the stakes were not as high. Because really, Ede Kedushin focused on the heck of a Baalik. Granted, there's an issue that emerges. She's also everyone else. But it's not like Gittin is mamish, what allowed a woman to be looked at other men. Before that, she's also everyone. That's why we said Tyson Marcus left this out based on that Rosh from the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kedager quotes, which highlights one of the two tracks. Okay, we got a clue. That's the pshat that we could suggest. Okay. Lastly, though, so we have the whole sugya so far. Okay, we explain the kasha, the teretz. Oh, there's one last mahalach I want to offer. Let us offer l'kabbi the din of pashya. Completely different mahalach in Gansa. We have basically two possibilities of long distance work with one, that it's a din in what? Dibor. The other possibility we said it's a din in Chalot, but we didn't go with that shot at all. We work with the Rakan's shot, din bin Dibor. Oh, Rashi's shot basically is Koyach Bamamoro. Reb Chaim is rooted in Rashi's shot, and Tosfos as well. And the first day of the Rashba, like Noam said. First the Rashba himself. Okay. Completely different shot. Let's get it. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Before we do this last mile, one more Nakuda I want to mention. One more Nakuda on this Rakhine and Pels. One more Nakuda. There also are two tracks within Hektish. What are they? What are the two tracks within Hektish? We started off here, we said Kedushas Dum and Kedushas Aguf. Has anyone ever heard of Kedushas Bedek Abayas? What does Kedushas Bedek Abayas mean? I don't know, let's say you give some wood. Actually, wood's not a good example, because wood can go on his back. I don't know, I give something that's on his back. I contribute some items. I don't know. I was going to say a basket, but what would Hektish use a basket? Some item that's not put out of his bag. Any item. I don't know, a beam. A metal beam, let's say. A Maktish to a Bedek Abayis. That obviously is Kedushas Damin, because it has no Kedushas Aguf. I don't put the beam on his bag, the metal beam, right? Listen to this. There are two tracks within Hektish as well, Mike. By Kedushin, there's the Het of Isha, and the Yisrael Kuliyama, also by Hektish. If you're Makdish something, the Bedek Abayis, what's the key thing? The value. There's an Isser that's an outgrowth of that I can't use the metal beam. But the main point was that I'm dedicating the value of the metal beam goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it could come out that Hispashtus only works by what? What does Hispashtus only work with? Kedushas Aguf. Excellent. Josh. And therefore it does not work from Makdish Mixus Lebedek Abayis. Let's say I'm Makdish part of the beam, the metal beam to the Beis HaMikdash. Would you say Hispashtus on that? No, because it's only Kedushas Domin. It is not what? Kedushas Aguf. Where's the Gemara in Shas that says this? That Hispashtus only works on Kedushas Aguf? No? Who learned Erkin? Meseches Erkin, Daf Hayaman Al, black on white Gemara, that Hispashtus only works on Kedushas Aguf. So it's interesting. In the same vein that we said Hispashtus only works by Kedushas, we say Hariyat what? Mikudeshes Li, you have that same comparison and contrast in the realm of Kutchim itself, that it only works on what? Kedushas Aguf and not Kedushas Dom.
Gemara Erkin the Farish on Ham and Aleph. That it's only by Kedusha Guf and not by Kedusha Stomach. And it makes a lot of sense based on what we said, because the Rebbe tells which one are you, what are you highlighting? Are you in tune with? And if you say the number two, then you're in tune with what? Saying the Ispashtas. You say number one, there's no deal of Ispashtas. You're focusing on the head to Lishto. In fact, the Rashi says that's the major motif by Kedusha. That's why Kedusha Makas left it out. Okay, fine. And the last thing we'll close with is last mahalach is a completely different mahalach in the mechanics of Pashto. Let's get it. Okay? There is a Gemara of Subis on Nunches. Very quickly. If you are Makdish, the Maisi Adayim of one's wife, man is married, he wants to Makdish all the things that she does in her workplace to the Beis HaMikdash. All her salary should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Reish Lakish explains in Subis on Daf Nunches, Pshat and Reb Meir, it cannot be because what? Hektish, because ain't other Makdish what? Dabar. Shalom Oliolam, don't say time in Reb Meir is back to cover Shalom Oliolam, even though Reb Meir holds Adam first could be what? Reb Meir is sheep is what? Adam could be back to cover Shalom Oliolam. Don't say it's based on back to cover Shalom Oliolam. Ella what? Ella, we say, ain't other Motzi Dvar of Libatalo. Ain't other. This is the key phrase. Gemara Subis Dr. Rest. Ain't other Motzi Dvar of Libatalo. No one ever wastes words. Alibi, we should never waste words, right? A person never wastes any words. Therefore, what did the husband mean? He meant her hands become kadosh. Anything she does, she touches is kadosh, because her hands are kadosh. Yikdishu yadechalo saying, anything her hands manufacture or generate become kadosh. That's exactly what he said. We reinterpret his words, because no one wastes any words. Now it could very well be that the concept of Ispashtis is that not that we change his words completely, but what do? We're Moseph onto his words. Granted, this is Reb Meir. Reb Meir's willing to change around someone's words completely. The other Tanoim might not agree to that, Greg, but what will they agree to? Will agree to add on to his words. From words that he already has said. What we see, the other Tanarim are willing to do. And therefore, our context, when a person says, Regal Zu Ola, we are adding on Greg, and not just saying his Regal, but what? But his whole, the whole body of the behemoth. We have this? This is a new theory in Ispashtis. It's from the notion of Ein Adam Motzi Dvar of Levatala. He meant the whole thing. And we're adding on. And that's exactly what the pshat is. This could very well be the pshat in what? The answer of Chaim's kasha. What's the pshat that we said what?
What was the pshat? How can you be Chaim and Eilu when there's no Kedushas Peh?
What's the answer? Yaakov. Not based on Reb Chaim that it's what? Din v'dibor. That we're reinterpreting. But rather, what's the pshat? Write down this is number three. Chalos, we mentioned, is a possibility we didn't go with. What are you saying, Yosef? We are reinterpreting his words, but it's not based on what? It's not based on a Maisa HaKdosh. It's based on Inan HaMotzador HaMotzador. It's like we as Beis Din touch up his words. It's a different shot than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's shot is that he's Pashtus means this is what he really meant. This third possibility is saying, okay, this is what he really meant, but we're saying it based on a different concept called Ein Adam Motzi Dvar of Libatalo. And therefore he meant the whole thing should become Kadosh. This also answers what? The who's Kasha? The Matnas Kasha. Because why? Why should we distinguish between what?
Between Kedushin and what?
Kedushin and Kashin. He meant the whole thing. There's no reason to distinguish. Ein Adam Motzi Dvar HaLevatalo, it's if he said the whole thing. Why should we distinguish it Olin Kutchin? Why should we distinguish Bechlau? Oh! You got this? Why should we distinguish Ein Adam Motzi Dvar HaLevatalo?
People don't waste their words in all contexts. Please get this. Late. Let's get it. And we'll finish it up tomorrow. Tomorrow.
This is the pshat in the Tosis Rid. What was the Tosis Rid, Dan, that we said earlier? What do we say the Tosfos read answer says Pshat and the Gemara's answer? You don't say Tosfos is totally in what? In 2 days. What does that mean? Simple reading of the Gemara we said is that what? Ispashah should work, there's just a technical problem, you need her consent. Tosfos Rid is not saying that then. He's saying conceptually you cannot be Ispashah as totally b'shtei deis. What does he mean? What he means to say is that it's not shayach to say what? Ein adam motzi dvarav lebatalo. Because why? You can only say that on something that's beyond olasos. Here it's not beyond olasos. You need someone else. Since you need someone else by kedusha, you need dasisha. It's not shayach to say something like this. You follow me? That's what he meant. We want to suggest that Tosfos Rid is saying number three. What he meant to say is you don't say spashas because you don't stop whimsically say anan amotz dvarav lebatalo. There's enough. That's only something that is beyond olasos. Biyado lasos. According to Tosfos Rid, kedushin is not beyond olasos. Forget about it. You can't just stop and say, oh, I'm not wasting words. There's another party involved. And the Emerson, let's close with this. That's the pshat in the Tosfos Riyazakin. What do we say that Tosfos Riyazakin adds on that we don't have in the Gemara? What do we say he said? He said, Afopi, that the husband is Kivin Lakulo. We didn't have that in our Gemara. The husband didn't say that, he just said Chatsyeich. What's the answer? If you say Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Lebatala, he said he wants to marry her fully. He said he wants to marry her fully. It's not a lumpus of Rechayim of Koyach Bamamoroi. It's a Balapatishvara of Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Lebatala. If that's the case, then you understand the Tosfos Riyazakin. He meant to say, we treated that he meant to say the mirror of the whole thing. The problem is, there's another party here. The problem is, there's another party. She only agreed to what happened. So it could be the Tosfos Riyazakin and the Tosfos Rid hold number three. Tosfos Riyazakin and the Tosfos Rid hold number three in the pshat of the Gemara's answer. So what it boils down to is three different mahalchim and lumdus, but we went with the Reb Chaim, and we just started with the third one, which we'll have to finish up tomorrow with. Chazer over. Okay, we'll give you two announcements, quick. The Chino will be next Monday. Bez Hashem. That's when it's scheduled for. So we'll chazer Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Whatever we get in, that'll be on the Chino. Unless I throw in some wild cards, we'll see. Okay? And number two is Junesma. Everyone's encouraged if you can to come to Junesma. And that will be on May 29th, I believe. We'll have shir from 12:30 to 1:30 then. So we can dive afterwards. Monday through Thursday, we won't have on Sunday. We don't have on Sunday during June. And we're going to be learning the end of the Sifta in Yoni Yichu. The Sugis and Yichu will go through the Merk very well. Okay, everyone have a good day.